Blog Talk Radio.
George Knox.
Joining me, Prophetess Gloria, for this broadcast. Jesus, thank you for your presence in my life. And Father God, you alone are worthy. Your praise shall continually be in my mouth. Blog Talk, I'm not sure you can hear the lyrics in that song I played, but one of the things Garrett Silk said in that song called Passing Judgment is, you see me and don't know me, and you're passing judgment. Well, this broadcast is about today, making unwarranted assumptions and passing judgment. Now, before I get started with the message, let me give you a couple of scriptures, not too many. Matthew 7, 1 through 5 says, judge not that you be not judged, for with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. That's deep right there. Next is James 4:12, which says, there is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. For who are you to judge your neighbor? And lastly is my favorite, John 7:24. Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. Now, Blog Talk, the inspiration for this message came from one of my postings on Facebook this weekend. This weekend, after I decided that I was finished with my writing for the day, because in another broadcast I shared with you that I was writing a book, well, after I stopped writing, I decided to relax by watching TV. Now, as I've stated before in some of my other previous broadcasts, that for the most part, my TV stays on the Word Network. However, I'm human like anybody else, and I watch regular TV shows on occasion. However, the majority of the time, I'm always looking for things to minister on, okay? I'm not just, you know, just sitting there to be entertained. I'm looking for messages and things of that nature. That's who I am. I'm a prophet. I'm a teacher, okay? So sometimes I watch secular TV shows to be aware of what's going on in society, so I know how to pray for society and specific people sometimes. But I seldom watch just for entertainment. Now, I didn't say never. I said seldom. Yeah, sometimes I'll pop in a movie just to be entertained, just to take a load off, just to relax like everybody else. But at any rate, this weekend, I was channel surfing, and I came across the movie Brokeback Mountain. And for those of you that are not familiar with it, it came out several years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and it's about two married men, married to women, that have an adulterous homosexual relationship with each other. Now, of course, there were a myriad of other things on TV that I could have watched. But guess what? My spirit led me to watch that. Now, all the while I'm watching the movie, the Holy Spirit is talking to me about the sin that is occurring. He's revealing to me how sin has no preferences. It affects homosexuals as well as heterosexuals. What the Holy Spirit had me focused on was the adultery that was occurring in the movie, you know, not so much the homosexuality. The Holy Spirit was talking to me about the effects of adulterous relationships on spouses and children, okay? Well, during a commercial break, I decided to post on my Facebook page that I was watching Brokeback Mountain, and I added these words. I said, I'm watching Brokeback Mountain on TV. And then I said, dot, 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 Gloria Hush. Now, I said that because there were a lot of things happening in that movie that, according to God's word, are not acceptable. But I told myself to hush because I didn't want to start preaching on Facebook. I was in the middle of this movie, okay? Well, at any rate, a couple of Facebook friends made a comment. One said they hadn't seen the movie, and the other person said to that person, in a joking kind of a way, pretty much, where have you been, you know, if you haven't seen this movie? So I saw those comments, and I logged off and went back to watching the movie. Well, the next morning, when I checked my Facebook page, I saw this long post basically telling me how I needed to conduct myself as a believer. I'm going to read this person's post to you before I go further. And I'm not calling any names because I never do, and I don't feel like it's wrong for me to share this with you because this person posted this in a public forum on Facebook, so I'm just sharing it. Now, this is what they said to me after I simply posted on watching Brokeback Mountain on TV. Sis, as believers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, our nature now testifies to the entire world that our every being, thoughts, words, and deeds is now driven by God's Spirit in Christ, who lives in our heart and is now our personal Savior from sin. When we have surrendered to Christ and is washed in his blood and his Holy Spirit comes into our heart, he now lives and not our old sinful flesh. He protects and guides us supernaturally by the power of God, the Holy Spirit, who lifted Jesus up from the grave. In Christ, we are comforted and satisfied in his truth. Thus, our appetite for the world and its sinful demons and lust in the flesh dies. The love of Jesus in our heart kills all plans and appetites the devil provokes. The presence of the Holy Spirit in Christ in our hearts as believers in the gospel rejects anything that rebels against God's love for his children. The presence of Christ directs all sinners to God in love. His Spirit seeks to reveal to them the truth of what is holding them in bondage and his present prayers for their soul to be delivered from the enemy. His presence does not give our vessel, his holy temple, any will to dance with, entertain, or sit and be mocked by the seducing spirit of the enemy. Okay? Now, all of this was on my page, Blog Talk. All of this, what I just read to you. Now, what she said was true, but here's the focal point that was directed at me in what she said. His presence does not give our vessel, his holy temple, any will to dance with, entertain, sit, and be mocked by the seducing spirit of the enemy. In essence, what she was saying, I had no business watching the movie. That's what she was trying to say. But, and what she said was true. We don't gravitate towards things like that when we have Christ in us. But here again, did I not tell you that I was led to stop and check that out? Okay. So little did she know, the Holy Spirit was teaching me something. He was talking to me. He was showing me some things. You know, in this movie, throughout the entire time I was watching this movie, I was having a conversation with the Holy Spirit in my spirit. And he was answering. And he was talking to me primarily from the standpoint of the adultery that was being committed, not the homosexuality. He was talking to me about how this type of sin destroys marriages and families. Okay? My point to this is people shouldn't be so quick to judge other people's motivations for doing something. Because what might look strange to you may be God making sense of something to someone else. So don't be so quick to judge, because to me, the wiser thing to do would have been to send me a message to my inbox and ask me why I watched that movie. Then I could have shared with her the revelations I was getting from the Holy Spirit, okay? Jesus encouraged us to ask questions, okay? He asked people questions all the time, even though he already knew the answer, you know, and I think he asked certain questions to get that person to analyze their own behavior, okay? With me being a Christian, and if me watching this movie was confusing to her, perhaps she should have asked me what my motivation was for watching it instead of coming off like I was being a poor example of a believer in the body of Christ. Now, let me share with you my comment back to her on Facebook. After I saw her comment, this was what I posted. Now, I used her name in the post, which I am not going to do right now. I said, please, And I'll get to why I said this part in a minute. I said, please stop showing up on my page, acting in a manner in which you feel as though you need to teach me how to conduct myself as a believer. I have been walking with the Lord for over 25 years. The Holy Spirit dwells in me, and I have a prophetic anointing. I have a double portion. you nor anyone else can possibly know and understand my motivations for why I did or do a particular thing. I answer to the Holy Spirit, not to men, not to women. How do you know I wasn't watching that movie with a purpose in mind? I host an internet radio broadcast. How do you know I did not intend to minister during my broadcast with this movie being a source of information or the basis for my message? And I said, right, you don't know. So please stop jumping on my page telling me what I should and should not be doing as a believer. And then I said, I got this, okay? Now, that's what I said, and if it sounded a little harsh, well, I'm sorry for that. However, sometimes it's necessary to rebuke people because guess what? This person did the same thing on another post of mine the day before. This is what I posted on my Facebook page. Exactly. I'm going to read it word for word. Romans 4:17. God desires that we speak those things that be not as though they were. Today, I will begin speaking my future. Today, I am a writer. I am writing my first manuscript. In the future, I will be a published author. Thank you, God, in advance. Now, that's what I posted on my page. It's scriptural. God says in Romans 4:17 to call those things that be not as though they were. So I'm writing a book, and I just spoke prophetically that in the future, yes, I'm going to have a published work, and I'm going to be an author. Now, here's what that person said to me. Since he only asked that we focus on today, we are to live in the moment by faith, allowing him to reveal and teach us as we go along his perfect way. The moment we start predicting and claiming and focusing on what might be or what we desire for the future, we are actually working against his will. For he said, Matthew 6:34, take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take care for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Now, Blog Talk, her focal point to me is the moment we start predicting and claiming and focusing on what might be or what we desire for the future, we are actually working against his will, the Father's will. Now, guess what? I'm not predicting, I'm not claiming or focusing on what might be or my own desires. I posted that scripture because the Lord told me to write the book. This book is not a desire of mine. It's actually one I don't want to write because it's very painful. It's actually my personal testimony. And I put it off a couple of times. But here again is my point. She's passing judgment. She's telling me not to tell myself that I'm a writer or an author, and further stated when we do these things, we could be working against God's will. In some cases, that could be true, but I'm not working against his will if he told me to write the book. I'll write smack dab center, you know, in the middle of his will if he told me to do it. Again, my point is people need to stop passing judgment. Just as she did not know that I was having a conversation with the Holy Spirit when I was watching that movie, she did not know the Lord had told me to write this book. Okay? Remember that scripture I told you was my favorite, John 7:24. Do not judge by appearances, but judge with right judgment. What she is doing is judging by appearances. She is taking my post and making assumptions based on the limited information that I'm sharing. Okay? When I say I'm calling those things that be not as though they were, today I'm a writer, in the future I will be an author, she jumped on that limited information, which was scripturally based, and made assumptions and then appeared to be correcting me because, according to her, what I was doing was erroneous. No, it wasn't. She didn't know what the Lord had told me to do. And again, regarding the movie, the Holy Spirit was speaking to me during this movie, okay, regarding the book. The Lord told me to write it. So again, I said all this to say, let's be careful of getting in each other's business and calling ourselves chastising people and setting them straight with Scripture, because you don't know why they're doing what they're doing. You know, and if God and the Holy Spirit are involved in what they're doing, you are the one that's out of order, okay? Now, lastly, Blog Talk, let me share with you my own little personal nugget, you know, what I learned about judging people before I get off the air. Years ago, around the late 1980s, I was in the grocery store at the checkout, and there was a couple in front of me that was dressed like, I don't know what you call it. I call it gothic. They were dressed from head to toe in all black. You know, they had one of those mohawk haircuts, you know, just hair down the middle but none on the side. And the guy's hair was jet black, but the girl's hair was burgundy. And both of them had tattoos all over their forearm and going up to the neck. And they had earrings in their nose and a whole lot of small hoop earrings going up both of their ears. Now, to be honest with you, I was a little taken aback by them, and I didn't really want to stand too close to them, to be honest. I'm just being honest. Well, I'm standing there waiting, you know, to get checked out in line, and this couple is kind of holding up the line because they were talking to the cashier. Well, I was getting frustrated, so I started doing things like faking coughs and stuff. You know how we do, you know, to get somebody's attention, like that kind of stuff. Well, just out of curiosity, when they didn't pay my coughing any attention, I decided to move up a little closer to see what they were talking about. Okay, and because they had been engaged, you know, in conversation with the cashier for a minute now. Blog Talk, when I tell you the Holy Spirit convicted me, he absolutely convicted me. Do you know these people that I just described were witnessing to the cashier and telling her about the goodness of Jesus? As it turns out, the cashier had judged them too by the way they were looking. But the guy had on an I Love Jesus pin on the front of his shirt, and I couldn't see it because he's kind of turned to his side. And the cashier had said something to him about it. She asked him if they were Christians. Well, apparently he said yes, and he saw that as an opportunity to minister to her because she was not a Christian. So I said all of this to say I have tried my best to not judge by appearances, like John 7:24 says, but to judge with right judgment. And sometimes judging with right judgment requires that you have more information than what you have presently, okay? And because you may not have as much information as you need handy at the moment, it might be best to not judge because you could end up judging an error. Okay? Just like the lady, you know, on Facebook, when I'm talking about I'm looking at Brokeback Mountain, I mean, she jumped all over me and started to tell me as a believer how I'm supposed to conduct myself and blah, blah, blah. But she don't know the Holy Spirit is talking to me. Okay, and the same with the book. She's telling me, you know, that I shouldn't be, you know, pretty much talking about what's going to happen in the future. Well, I can talk about what's going to happen in the future if the Lord told me to write a book. If he told me to write it, I'm sure he intends to get it published. So that's my time, Blog Talk. Thanks for listening, and I will see you guys soon. Be blessed.